Enter.
Ah, yes. I did send for you. Close the door. Sweet child. You're not in trouble. Quite the opposite. Stop. Stand right there. Let me get a look at you. Yes. Yes, you will do fabulously. Come, sit. You're tense. Is it my queer stature that flusters you? Or perhaps you've heard the rumors. Of course you have. Rumors get passed around among the staff like the Spanish lady herself. You've heard the stories of the new Countess of Castle Domitresque, then. The stories of her obscene appetites. How she bathes in the blood of virgins. How she feasts on their flesh. How blossoming maidens are taken in the night, never to be seen again. Their wails haunting the castle corridors. How much of it would you wager is true? None of it. Oh, how sweet you are. Sweet and naive. Unsoiled. Here, let me pour you a glass, just to settle your nerves. Up. Sit. You wait on me hand and foot. Tonight, I return the favor, because tonight is a very special night. Tonight, we drink only the finest. Go on, drink. Pungent, isn't it? An acquired taste, perhaps. But a taste you'll no doubt develop. You'll certainly learn to appreciate it more than whatever swill they serve you down in the servants' quarters. But you will not be drinking cheap wine ever again. I summoned you tonight because I bear a gift. Yes, for you. You see, since the day I plucked you from the snow like the little stray kitten that you are, you've gratefully, dutifully served as my chambermaid. And rightfully so. Where would you be without me? Starving and freezing with the rest of the boors. Your displays of gratitude have not gone unnoticed. But that isn't all, is it? I have seen the look in your eye. Awe. Dread. Desire. Don't deny it. Because I've had mine on you. You are a curious little kitten. But curiosity can be dangerous. Tongue-tied. Cat got yours? No matter. I have no need for an explanation, and I certainly don't have the patience for tiresome protestations. After all, the help should be seen, not heard. And I have much to say. I'm not entirely unsympathetic. I have known abject loss, too. The Great War took from me everything. Family, fortune, and all. And the moment I had built a new life for myself, I lost it all over again in the Great Depression. I was good at what I did, too. I was on everyone's lips. But Miss D and the Pall Boys was just not meant to be. You go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. A shame, isn't it? On top of the world, lauded and beloved one moment, forgotten and forsaken the next. I suppose such is the nature of men. Simple, fickle things. That's how it goes. By the end of the Second War, I had nothing left to lose. So I came here. I came home. And then I met her. It's by the grace of Mother Miranda that I am who I am today. It was she who instated me as one of the Four Lords, as my birthright ordains. It was she who gave to me my family estate, the means to make my fortune, and access to all the delicious morsels I could wish for to sate my appetite. I owe her everything, and I intend to repay. And even then, how can she think of me as equal to them? A petulant man-child, a mangled half-wit. And then there's Morau. I am a dragon to them, unrivaled in intensity, integrity, and intelligence. Time and time again, I prove my superiority. And yet she trusts these abominations with responsibility that should rightfully be mine. I've brought her hundreds of subjects for her experiments. I've given her more than my full support and devotion. What have the Three Stooges ever done for her? Why am I not enough? Am I not special? You must excuse me. It's the wine. It brings out my temper, my passions. But you have been awfully quiet. What thoughts must be running through that darling mind of yours? Judging by the wide eyes, and the quivering lip, and the vice grip. Perhaps you're starting to wonder if the rumors are true after all. Oh, but that would put a fair, defenseless maiden such as yourself in such grave peril, wouldn't it? Sit down. I did not grant you leave, and this is not a gift you get to decline. Mother Miranda's. The Black God's gift. The cadeau. That is the gift I will share with you. I will succeed where Mother Miranda herself failed. And then she has no choice but to accept me as her second, as I deserve to be. And as for you, the parasite will remake you in my image. All this power, prestige, and longevity will be yours. And I'll be like a mother to you, just as she is to me. You only need to survive the implantation. Did I not make myself clear? No. I'm afraid this decision has already been made for you. This wondrous strength you're so vainly trying to resist. This is what I offer. Stupid girl. Your defiance disrespects not only House Domitresk, but Mother Miranda herself. I would break you where you stand, grind your bones to dust underfoot to feed the vineyard. But you're lucky you're too precious to be simply used and discarded. No, you must be preserved.
I will be her favorite child. And you will be mine. You will be the culmination of decades of experimentation. You will be proof that I alone deserve to stand at her side. You will be beautiful. You will be perfect. You will be mine.
And if you're going to be difficult about this, we should start the procedure right away. And you are beautiful like this. So vulnerable. So exposed. And your pleas.
They drive me absolutely wild. And I am working up an appetite.
Don't
don't move.
Oh, don't weep for the dress. Once your transformation is complete, you'll wear only the best. Or perhaps I'll have you wear nothing at all. Look at what you've done! You made me cut you, you ignoble ingrate! I should throw you out to be ravaged by the lichens! The biting cold will be the end of you! What a waste of sweet, delectable... Oh, but I did choose well. I couldn't waste a drop of this. Just as well. I don't need you awake for the implantation. In fact, I don't need you alive at all. I'll see you on the other side, my sweet little stray. Don't disappoint me.